Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Please gamble responsibly.
Welcome back on Monday. Daily Tip. It's been a while for that harmonica. Great to have you with us on this Monday. Michael Jenkins, he is D-Day, didn't they? Coming up on the show, the Panthers look to claw their way a couple games above 500 as they visit the Niners. Oh, wow. I can't believe this. Is it hard for you? I think it is for most people to sort of get past the idea that a team that has been so bad for so long is actually
putting it together.
Yeah.
Looking competent.
Yeah.
All of those things.
Because they are.
They're doing that. I mean, they are doing the thing. It is weird. It doesn't feel like they're a good football team, which is unfair. But
right.
if you think of the Panthers, you still think of, eh.
Right.
And that's still what I think of them as. But it's impossible to ignore that they have had a good enough season to where it's late in November, and regardless of the outcome tonight, it'll be that way next week as well, where they're now in the playoff hunt. Part of that is because of the injury to Baker Mayfield and just right now the lack of knowledge that we have, the unknown about how much time he's going to miss. But it's funny that a team that lost to the New Orleans Saints 2 weeks ago could now potentially be winning the division if they beat the San Francisco 49ers.
And they absolutely could.
And they could. Now the rest of the way they're going to get smoked. But tonight could be their night.
Well, if you're looking at the odds right now, NFC South odds, the Buccaneers are still minus 375. And keep an eye on that because Baker Mayfield got injured his left shoulder last night against the Rams, did not play in the second half. So, I mean, Baker's a tough guy. So if he can't play, he will. Panthers right now, 3-1, plus 300 for the Panthers to win the NFC South. Panthers to make the playoffs, yes, also 3-1. No, it's minus 375. The Niners to make the playoffs, minus 625. No, is plus 450, and they do get Brock Purdy back in the lineup. He's been back, but now he is healthy. Looked really good last week in returning for the first time. Had that toe injury, but looked as good as ever out in San Francisco. So let's get into this game tonight. Monday Night Football at Levi's Stadium. The Niners are laying 7.5. The Niners are minus 375. The Panthers are 3-1, and the total is 49.5. I kind of like the Panthers here. Plus to 7.5. I can't keep talking about how much better Carolina is if I'm not going to roll with Carolina and the points here. Carolina has won its last three games on the road. They're 8-3 against the number in their last 11 with Bryce Young at quarterback. There was a game or two there when he was banged up, but Andy Dalton starting quarterback. I still can't believe Andy Dalton is
red
in the
rifle.
League. The red rifle, the red nut, as I call him. The red rifle, still getting it done. But Bryce Young is coming off that incredible performance against the Falcons last week. 31 of 45, 448 yards, three touchdowns. Easily the best game of his career. Can he build on that? Will that serve for him as a springboard so that he can really solidify himself as this franchise's quarterback for the foreseeable future? Or is he going to be that guy that just kind of will have a good game every now and then? He's definitely improving, but I think the jury is still out a little bit. I'm a believer in what he's doing. Tet McMillan has come along. He's getting better. They have Xavier Leggett. I like a prop bet on him tonight. I just feel like this is too many points, particularly with a Niners defense that is super banged up that I think Carolina can have success against. I'm going to take Carolina.
I'm still unsure of how much I can trust Carolina. And that's mm-hmm. where I am stuck, right?
Okay.
Because I'm with you. I'm like 7.5. Ooh, that's a big number. And, you know, Carolina's not like a great team, but, you know, they are 6-5. They're playing good football. They're coming off of, the win against Atlanta and the performance that Bryce Young had against Atlanta can legitimately be a franchise, in this instance, a franchise-shaping, a season-shaping kind of win.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you see that kind of performance. You finally unlocked whatever might have been holding you back before, and now you're going to, you know, spread your wings and fly away, young Padawan, all those things, right? It very much could have been that.
Yeah.
The problem is, if you think Carolina is going to lose, they've only lost one game by less than a touchdown and a half. That was all the way back in week 2 against Arizona. Their first loss of the year was by 16 to the Jags. They then got destroyed by New England. Then they went on a nice big win streak, beating the Dolphins, beating the Cowboys, beating the Jets, beating the Packers, which I think that's what really started to turn people's heads. They lose then to New Orleans by 10. You're like, okay, so they're
right.
You know, they're good. We'll take the Bills situation, you know, a little bit out of it. Bryce Young's not playing in that one. So they lose 40-9, but Young doesn't play. I feel like that's maybe an unfair way of judging them without him. But still, they get crushed. I just don't know if I can trust, if I think they're going to lose, which I do. I don't think they're going to win tonight.
No.
But if I think they're going to lose, they've just shown me too many times that they are ripe for a blowout, it feels like.
What is your take on Bryce Young? I am torn because I want him to succeed. Just as a fan, he's small.
He's a short guy.
He's a short guy.
Short little dude.
He's a short guy. But he has shown flashes, and now I do think the narrative is starting to change in the National Football League a little bit, where it's maybe we should give some of these guys a little more time.
I mean, he is definitely playing the best of a legitimately short quarterback. He's playing the best late in the season that we've seen in a long time.
Yes.
You know, Kyler always would play really well at the beginning of the year, and then defenses, you know, put their hands up, and then he's not playing that well. But he's playing really good late into the season. I was an idiot the first year, Jenks.
Okay.
Because I was kind of in favor of Mr. Bryce Young being drafted #1 overall.
Okay.
I loved watching him at Alabama, and he made some throws in college where I'm like, this is just stuff that translates naturally to the next level. And then it took a little bit. And, you know, we still haven't seen it on a consistent basis, but I do like Bryce Young, and it's amazing what happens when you put a young quarterback and you surround him with legitimate talent.
Right.
With, like, a Tet McMillan and all of the pieces that they've added to the offense, and then you put him with a really strong offensive mind in Dave Canales. And I liked Frank Reich, too, but, you know, Canales willingly took this challenge on where there was some friction with Frank Reich and he wanting C.J. Stroud, but the ownership group wanting Bryce Young because of the Heisman, right? So they wanted the Heisman Trophy winner, and we can sell this and all these things. But I think Bryce Young is playing at a really, really strong level, and I do think he has proven this year that
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure.
or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
He is a quarterback that you can build around.
Mm-hmm.
He's not going to reset the market. He's not going to do that. But it is going to be time for him to get paid this offseason. You know, this is year number three. This is when you can start negotiating and start paying contracts to first-round picks. He is going to get paid this offseason, and I think he has done enough this year to say, I deserve to be paid, and I deserve to be your quarterback for the foreseeable future. And honestly, he's played them out of drafting a quarterback. Like, you're not in a position now where you're sitting here 6-5 looking for a quarterback in the draft. So I think this year has been a very, very good one for Bryce Young.
I think so as well, and that's the one thing about quarterback play in the NFL that just matters so much, what you touched on it. Wow, you give a guy receivers, you give him a little bit of time to develop, you put him in an organization where he has a better chance to succeed. I mean, Daniel Jones is a perfect example. You don't have to believe he's an elite quarterback. Is he a better quarterback? Damn right. Sam Darnold, better organization, better quarterback, and also time. I think time is a big factor here as well. Where now, particularly in today's day and age, we want immediate results. Caleb Williams looks like he's getting much, much better. The Bears are playing good football. Still have some things to work on, but we want these immediate dividends at quarterback, and I understand because they're getting paid a lot. All the attention is on these guys. You put a lot of draft capital in these guys. They're the future of your franchise. And if they don't succeed, everyone else fails. But, man, we're seeing now, I think, a bit of a shift, a bit of a sea change where it's not, okay, if these guys aren't immediately good, they're done. And Bryce Young, I think, or at least I hope, is a perfect example of that. Where, hey, we decided we would draft him another weapon. We decided we would kind of stick with him and give him a little bit of time to develop. And now, maybe slower than you wanted, it's starting to happen. Maybe.
I mean,
I don't think he's going to be a star, but is there a progression there?
There yes. definitely is, and that we are saying all this, and they could go out and lose by like 20.
No,
and you're like, well, you know, maybe. JK, guys, our fingers were crossed under the table. You just didn't see it. I actually think that though, from the flip side of this, Jenks, the 49ers are a really interesting piece in this, you know, playoff equation in the NFC, because they haven't really been healthy this entire year, but now they are. You get your quarterback that you paid a large sum of money to, which again, it does feel like the Carolina Panthers are going to be kind of in that position.
Yeah.
Like they're going to have to pay him, that him being Bryce Young, you know, money similar or in the same ballpark as Brock Purdy, because Purdy did not reset the market. He's getting like $54, $55 million per year, and that's just the going rate for a quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
But they're now healthy in San Francisco. Now, they had a little bit of a weird one this weekend. Brandon Ayuk news. Voided $27 million in guarantees from his contract because things aren't going well.
Mm-hmm.
So there's been a lot more negative in the publicity side of things for San Francisco this week. But they were able to win with Mac Jones. They were able to win with Brock Purdy.
Mm-hmm.
They're coming off an absolute beatdown 2 weeks ago or two games ago against the Rams. Delivered a beatdown to the Cardinals. It does feel like now they're starting to trend in the right direction. So I'm going to be very curious to see what it looks like if they can put two games in a row together with really strong offensive performances. And then the final few games for their season, I mean, it's not out of the realm of possibility that they have 12 wins if they win tonight.
Yeah. No, that's true. How do you feel about Brock, by the way?
He's fine.
He's fine, right? He's just fine. He's just fine.
He is Kohl's. I like Kohl's. He likes Kohl's. I like going to Kohl's.
Right.
But that's like it's like a fine Kohl's, but I've never been upset to be there either.
That's right.
It's just fine.
Yeah, I wouldn't say it's amazing. You're like, this is good. This is good, right?
Like would I spend $55 million at Kohl's? I would not do that. But if you have that in your budget, like maybe that could be something that you look into. He doesn't do anything to me that is exceptional.
Yeah.
But he's also not going to put you consistently in positions to lose. I think there is a really nice balance there when you can surround him with a bunch of other talent and you trust your play caller and Kyle Shanahan. Not the most talented guy, not a rocket arm, not a, like crazy out of this world football IQ, but he's not an idiot either. And sometimes it pays really well to just not be an idiot.
Absolutely right. Also, is Ayuk going to end up here in D.C. next season? Because it sure feels like there's the history there, right? Adam Peters drafted him. Ayuk is super close with Jaden Daniels.
It sure feels like it.
And then,
with avoiding of the guarantees, that effectively to me suggests that if they don't come to a resolution with San Francisco and Ayuk, that they're going to cut him.
Right.
Because you're not going to trade a guy with no guaranteed money on his deal, because you'd then effectively you're asking for top dollar in a trade, and then that team is immediately going to have to give up assets, then flip and give him a contract. Mm-hmm. The question that I would have in this Brandon Ayuk debacle, if you will, is what does he see his value at? Because they just voided that guaranteed money.
Yeah.
He signed a 4-year, $120 million contract, right? So that's $30 million per year. But you're coming off of a bad knee injury. You're not 30, but you're getting close to 30. So what does he see his value as, and what is everybody else going to see his value as? Because he's been a good player in the league. He's never been a great. I've never put him in the same conversation as some of the greats in the league. And if you just look at his numbers statistically, he's had two seasons over 1,000 yards. Last year was weird. He didn't play the whole year. But one season of 1,300 yards, got that big contract, and then we've only seen 7 games from him since. And now you just have a situation where your guarantees are voided. They don't do that easily. Like, you really have to do something bad. And that comes after the offseason we saw him basically dance around and publicly ask to leave and then not leave.
So he's not coming back.
No,
he can't. He's not.
For San Francisco, you just got to move on. Like, he doesn't want to be here. You don't want him here.
Well, and also, on his side, if you cut those guarantees,
there's no incentive.
Right. It's like, why would I want to play for you?
Right.
You just cost me $23+ million. And I understand he hasn't met certain incentives. He's been banged up. I understand all of that.
But that relationship is
fractured. Right. They're done.
Now.
Right.
If someone took $27 million from me, I'm not exactly going to be happy the next time I see him.
You're not going to be like, hey, let's still work this out.
You know how you make it up? You give me $28 million. That's how you make it
up. Yeah, exactly. And that's not going to happen. That's the way it feels. Like, he's going to end up here. And, of course, relationship with Jaden Daniels is a huge factor.
Relationship with Adam Peters is a huge factor.
And we see that again and again and again, right? If he likes somebody, I mean, going back to Kinlaw.
Yeah.
Debo.
He fights for his guys.
Right. He fights for his guys. If he believes in his guys, there's a good chance he's going to bring you in or at least give you another shot. Just feels like that's where Ayuk is going to be. And we'll find out tonight if his teammates can cover that number against Carolina. I mean, to your point, it's still Carolina. They're better, but we're not going to win a Super Bowl. Coming up next. Okay, here we go. We've talked about it. Now it's time to lay down our official bets. We will do that next here on the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.